Peter Kelly is a Queensland barrister who worked as a prosecutor on Manus Island in 2008. Locals took him to see the mothballed detention centre and talked of their limited interaction with its residents. Mr. Kelly told Jacqueline Hull he thought it would be a difficult, hot, cramped place to live.
You have to understand that Manus Island is just south of the equator, so it's a very humid, hot place. The detention centre itself was like a number of bungalows and open planning housing areas where I was told were put aside for the detainees who are ostensibly of Islamic background and needed areas to pray, which had never been seen before by the locals. The only culture they'd ever experienced had been the Japanese invasion and the American Seventh Fleet coming in there in 1943 or 4, thereabouts. So it was all very something intriguing to the locals to see people of a different race, predominantly Islamic, praying in the open and so on. The conditions itself, though, were not much more than really extended outhouses, corrugated iron roofs with a space of about another 12 inches on top of that, with another corrugated iron bit of roof on top of that to take off the heat off the room. I believe there was air conditioning units there, and there seemed to be rest areas and recreation areas. But I thought it was all a little bit cramped. And as I say, these were my observations in late 2008. As to the condition of the building now and what's been done since, I really can't make any comment on. But it's a very hot, humid place. And for people to be cramped in an area like that, I would have thought it would be pretty tough going for them, actually.
You also said that the locals had pointed out various features about it, including points of suicide or points of attempted suicide. Could you tell me about that?
During my travels around there, I was told that people had tried to commit suicide by throwing themselves on power boxes, trying to electrocute themselves, obviously in a state of hysteria or despair, I should say. So obviously those people had quite enough and weren't prepared to continue on there. They're the sort of stories that I heard, again, only hearsay from locals who observed these things, they say.
And was there much interaction between the inmates or the residents inside the detention centre and the local residents?
None. There would have been none at all. The detention centre was quite away from where the main township of Manus would be. And you've got to remember also that the inhabitants of Manus Island essentially live on a subsistence society, you know, seafood and vegetables that they locally grow. So I would have thought for anybody to survive in a detention centre like that would need to have some outside support. There certainly wouldn't have been any outside support from the locals or any contact with them, because the main township on Manus Island was quite away from where the detention centre was.
Barrister Peter Kelly speaking to Jacqueline Hull.